And Sheldon, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem.
So we just heard on the update, it's the Leafs charity golf tournament today. You're not teeing it up, or are you playing? Are you calling from the golf course? What's the deal?
I'm out today. I'm getting the day off here today. It was a long week last week, so myself and the rest of the Marley staff are taking the day here and getting ramped up for Leafs camp.
All right, and you're well within your rights to do so. So what was your... Okay, first of all, yeah, that we got real-ish hockey over the weekend must have been... It must have felt like a starting point for you. I know it's camp gets started on Friday, and you'll have a better sense of what your team is going to look like at RICO, but what did it feel like to be back on the ice this weekend?
Yeah, it was great. You know, this event always is sort of the kickoff event of the pro season, I guess, if you will. And my third time doing this event. Previous two were held out in London. This is the first time in Toronto and right at RICO Coliseum, so right in our home turf. So it was exciting to get going. And we've got some new staff members that have joined us through the summer. Rob Davison, assistant coach, and Will Sibley's hockey operations analyst, and is taking on a lot of the video work for us. So we're excited to get going. It's a good event. I think it's a productive event for the young players, and now we'll get ready to be around and take in the Maple Leafs camp and then prepare for our own camp at the end of the month.
A lot of people were excited at Timothy Liljegren dropping to the Maple Leafs in the first round of the draft. We got to see him a little bit over the weekend. Mixed results for sure. Rough first game on Friday. What was your evaluation of the young defenseman?
Well, I think certainly the second game was better than the first. And I would speak for everyone, really the whole group, that the second game was better. And I made some comments after that first game, and even speaking with Timothy myself, I just felt that the type of group that we had in the first game, we were lacking some of our some of the guys like Timoshoff and Moore and Dermott. Brooks didn't play. Some of these guys that are real talented offensive players and have some American League experience. So the group itself, I thought, was not as organized as he would have liked to have been, and perhaps not as much talent offensively in their lineup. And I think that affects a player like Liljegren. He had to take on a lot of responsibility, had to do a lot of things. I'm sure there's nerves at play, but I still thought there were some real bright spots in that game. And I think some of the plays that didn't go his way, I think there's a lot more going on in those plays than there were his doing or under his control. So we wanted to remain positive and get out and get after it in the second game. I thought he was really, really strong yesterday, really showed the abilities that he has and just how in control of the play and the puck that he is. There's a lot to like there.
Do you expect to have him this year, or do you feel like he's headed back to Sweden?
Yeah, I don't think there's been any decisions made on that, and I don't expect that I'll be getting a vote in that. These are the type of decisions that are made by the Maple Leafs and the organization and what's best for the player. And I think that situation is in good hands and will play itself out over the course of the camp, I'm sure.
How much of an adjustment to the smaller ice surface do you think it is for a guy like him?
I think it's definitely an adjustment. There's different parts to the game and different, there's different sight lines, different spacing, different timing, all those sorts of things. That said, I think in Milgren's case, I know that he recently just came from World Junior camp that was held up in Plymouth. There was a tournament. I held out there. We had a lot of action, and he's played in international play before. So, I don't think it's as big a deal as perhaps it's made out to be, but it certainly is not nothing. There are some adjustments to be made there for sure. But I think, as we saw yesterday, that he's able to make those just fine.
Talking to Marley's head coach Sheldon Keefe, how difficult is it for you as an evaluator to get a sense of what you got, considering not the haphazard nature of that tournament, but you're taking a lot of guys who maybe don't know each other and don't know the systems, and having them all play at the same time, does that play into how you evaluate the players in a tournament like you just saw this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. You don't want to put too much stock into it, as much as it's pro hockey and you're always being evaluated, always, and that's not just from the players, but coaches and everyone all the way through it. Is, you know, you're being evaluated every day. That's just the reality. But that said, I think the nature of the event, all, you know, for all the reasons you mentioned, plus the fact that it is coming right out of the summer, and then all of a sudden, you know, these guys had, we had one practice on Thursday afternoon, and then we're playing Friday. So that is another reason you just don't want to get either too excited about someone or get too down on someone. It's the first of many days. Some guys peak early and then can't sustain it. Some guys take a little bit longer but end up really coming on strong. So I think you look at the big picture for a reason. You know, a lot of these guys, they have a big book on them in terms of, you know, what they've done prior to that event. And there's expectations of what they'll do going forward, but you're not going to take too much of it from an evaluation standpoint. You know, there's lots of hockey left to be played.
Sheldon, this city is back to being Leaf crazy. It started last year, obviously, with the emergence of that team and how much they overperformed, making the playoffs, taking the Capitals to six games. And it helps the Leafs this year that the Blue Jays are having a bit of a down year. In 2017, all the focus on that team. Do you feel it? Does it feel different going into camp, Leaf camp, which starts on Friday, and even for the players you expect to see in the Marlies, that it's a different feel around the city? We're back to being a Leaf city.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I think there's a lot of excitement, you know, not just around the organization and things like that, but, you know, you're living in the area. You've got a lot of friends and family in the area, and you can just tell the buzz and is different. So it's exciting to be a part of, and, you know, coming into my third year and sort of being along that ride, you know, from the Marlies perspective has been fun to be a part of. And this year is going to be exciting once again. There's a depth through the organization from the Leafs all the way down to what we'll end up with. And, you know, that remains to be seen definitively. But regardless, because of that depth, we're going to have another good group to work with. So it's exciting times, definitely, in the city. There's lots of reasons for people to be paying attention, and I know that from our perspective, we're excited to get going with this crop.
Talking to Marlies head coach Sheldon Keefe. All right, so the guy we're all interested in seeing a little bit more of, because he feels like the guy that you had last season that has the best chance of cracking this Leafs roster when the season opens up, is Travis Dermott. In your mind, is he NHL ready to start the season this year?
Well, you know, and I coach the American League team, so I've always said that it's not right for me to make those determinations. You know, the NHL people will make the decision when the players are NHL ready. But what I can say is that Travis had an excellent season for us. He really, really came on strong after returning from a lengthy injury. Played a lot of important minutes for us. Has a lot of great abilities and assets that I think allow him to play the way the Maple Leafs want to play and the way that the NHL is going in terms of his ability to skate, and that helps him offensively and defensively. He's really good at breaking the puck out and getting things moving out of his own zone. So he's got a lot of positive things going, but he's still a very young player, and it's a deep group. So I think any player knows what they're in for. It's up to him to go in and earn his way.
What would you tell a player like that that's so close? They can see the finish line. They can see the highlight of their career right around the corner, finally making the National Hockey League, going into a camp with that being a realistic possibility. Would you tell them to embrace that, to not even think about it? What do you think the mind frame that Travis should be in headed into a Friday's camp?
Well, I think with any player, you try to make sure that they remain focused on what they can control. And in any player's case, that's how you prepare. How you prepare off the ice, how you take care of yourself, how you work in the gym, how you work in practice, how you pay attention in meetings, and how you go out and execute. Those are the things you can control. Anything else is outside of your ability to make any sort of change. So you focus on that, and your ability should speak for themselves. And I think that's really the road that Travis has taken, and we encourage all our players to take. So you stick with that, and if you're good enough, good things end up happening. And if you're not good enough, you got to keep working to get to that level. So just focus on what you can control, and you'll make it hard on them to make decisions.
Jeremy Bracco had himself quite a season last year, a guy you're probably going to have on your roster with the Marlies this year. What have you seen from him? What are your expectations for the forward?
Well, he's a guy that has the ability to break open the game at any particular time. He can be very dynamic and make plays that can lead to offense, and that's a difficult thing to have today. You want to have that game-breaking ability. He's the kind of guy that he can be having a great game and be dominant, or he can even be sleeping through a game, but has the ability to break it open with one touch of the puck. So he's got some great abilities for us. We're going to be continuing to focus on his overall game and what's happening when he doesn't have the puck. Continuing to get stronger and faster, all things that seem to be pretty common with players coming out of junior, in particular the ones that have had a lot of offensive success. So it'll be a process for him for sure, but this training camp's a big one for him, and he's focused on making the Maple Leafs roster like all the players and prospects should be, and gain the experience that comes with being a part of this type of camp and transitioning into the professional level. And for any of the guys that come down to play for us, it's about us finding where they're lacking in their game and continuing to work with them on that.
Hey, Sheldon, thanks for the time. Sorry for ruining your off day.
Not a problem. Anytime. Thank you.